This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
And I know what I'm talking about. And just because I come out on top, don't mean I'm leaving you out. Yes, I'm a trickster, but not a sinner. And you may not agree.
All right, welcome back to it. The next big summit happens right here on the radio between myself and Megan Barth. So get your tickets early. Megan Barth live from Las Vegas, Nevada, founder of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Very good to be here.
Good to have you here. It's interesting, isn't it, just to watch the inability of the media to compose itself ever. The echo chamber media, completely out of control. Bill Maher hoping for a recession so Donald Trump doesn't get reelected. That's pretty much the message of the Democrats because they don't have one. Hoping that the summit with Kim Jong-un fails because they'd rather have, you know, war than to have this president succeed and have to give him credit for something. It's mind-boggling, frankly.
Yeah, and then, of course, we have Robert De Niro, who's completely lost his mind, much like Jim Carrey, at the Tony Awards last night during a live broadcast, screaming F Trump. Sounds exactly like his Democrat political friends on the Hill. That is their message. Do you remember when Rush Limbaugh had said, "I hope Obama fails"? And when he said that, there was such an amazing blowback, the backlash that the press, Nancy Pelosi, others, was basically accusing him of everything, including treason, for wishing that Obama's socialist policies failed. But they now want not only Trump to fail, but they want the people to fail. They want his policies to fail. They want a full-blown recession in order for Trump not to get elected again in 2020. And I want Hollywood to keep talking, because the more Hollywood keeps talking, the more they are making themselves wholly insignificant.
Well, they make themselves, they make their positions clear, finally. I mean, you finally get to the point where there's some honesty in the conversation, right? I mean, that's the truth. That's what they want. They want to see the man fail. They don't care who gets hurt. They want to hurt Donald Trump. But in the process, if they hurt ordinary Americans who are, you know, deplorable anyway, they don't care. It doesn't matter.
Right. The whole that I care about the working guy was just a huge canard, I guess, because the working guy is going back to work, especially after Donald Trump lifted the really the ban on the 40-hour work week that was imposed by Obamacare. Getting rid of that individual mandate allowed companies to go back to full-time employment. And right now, the problem is, according to all of the statistics that are coming out, is that they can't find employees. There are so many jobs available that they're having a hard time filling those positions. This is the Trump economy, where there's so many jobs, you can't find enough workers.
And yet, they'll sit there and they'll say, well, you know, Trump was terrible at the G7 meeting, and Trump has not. The New York Times goes with a story basically saying that America isn't prepared. If they make the move to get North Korea to denuclearize, that somehow we're not prepared. We don't have the know-how, the technical ability, or the people in place to go through the process of getting rid of the nuclear weapons in North Korea. To which case, Mike Pompeo came out today and said, now, wait a second, we've had more than 100 people involved with this, many PhDs from the Department of Energy, the Department of Defense, all over the place, talking about everything that needs to be done to denuclearize North Korea. So a lot more has been going on than people realize. And basically, the notion that somehow we're not ready or not smart enough or not capable of taking down nuclear weapons is absurd, right from the beginning, is it not?
Well, right. So I guess that they would also level that charge against the Obama administration. Obama just must not have sought to seek peace or a peaceful resolution with North Korea, because I guess his administration, too, wasn't prepared for it. You know, they act like as Trump and his administration were hatched out of an egg in November 2016. Like he had no international experience before he took the presidency, no global footprint. No ability to negotiate, and they treat him like a dunce. I mean, the guy went to Wharton, for crying out loud. It's not like he's a rube, but the press...
But they treat him like that.
Well, of course, because they need to paint him into a corner of being all of that and more. And they did the same to Ronald Reagan, if you'll recall. When Ronald Reagan was meeting with the Soviet Union. They were hand-wringing men, saying that the guy is basically a two-bit Hollywood washed-up actor, and you know, he's going to set off the alarms for World War III. I mean, this is exactly what they're doing in the press to this president. They would never do it to Barack Obama. I mean, Barack Obama on his way out, basically to before, you know, during the coup that he had signed off on, basically told President Trump, yeah, we got a problem with North Korea. Well, thanks, Barack, because we've had a problem with North Korea for a while, and you never did anything about it.
Nothing. Nothing.
Never mentioned North Korea.
And how is it that, you know, what's telling to me is the inability for the left-leaning echo chamber media to say, listen, you know, I might not like Donald Trump, and I might not like the things he says or he tweets or he does, but what he's doing with North Korea is good and important. That's all it would take. Take some honest members of the media and say, it's good, it's important that we're doing this, and I applaud Donald Trump for getting farther in the conversation than anybody previously, but they can't do it. They just can't do it.
No, and they won't do it. You know, Donald Trump could come out with the cure for cancer, and the press would say, I'm sorry, it's the wrong cancer. I know it's prostate cancer, but we were really looking for breast cancer.
It really is that dumb, though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. It really is that dumb.
I mean, we're
dumb.
Dealing with people that have to sleep with their sources in order to get information. I mean, the New York Times was that from the
Now, that's just not fair.
That couldn't keep her legs closed.
Yeah, that's just not fair, Megan.
Journalistic integrity these days of sleeping with your source.
Whatever it takes.
I guess.
Whatever it takes.
Let's
know.
Bring back the gallows. Should we start a petition?
Yeah. It's embarrassing, though. Okay, so you've got this going on. And then I also want to take a bit of a detour back to the G7, which, by the way, is a fairly meaningless get-together. I mean, let's not kid. It's pretty much a meaningless get-together. But there's Justin Trudeau complaining and Angela Merkel complaining, and they put out this this picture of Angela Merkel, like, lording over Donald Trump, and he's got this amused smirk on his face, which I think is just precious. Of course, see, Angela Merkel's mad at Donald Trump. And so what? If Angela Merkel's mad at Donald Trump and she thinks that, you know, he ought to do this, I don't care what she thinks he ought to do. I want him to do what he thinks he ought to do. Yeah,
he's basically saying, stop ripping us off. And they're saying, but we don't want to stop ripping you off. We've been ripping you off for decades. And that's exactly what Donald Trump said in front of the microphone, which was brilliant. I mean, some punk reporter asks a front-loaded question saying that, you know, everyone's saying that our relationship with our allies is at an all-time low and this, that, and the other. And Donald Trump looks at him and he goes, what news organization are you with? Kid goes CNN. He goes, I knew it. He goes, tell your fake friends at CNN that everything's fine.
It is beautiful.
Tell your fake friends at CNN. But you know, he's treating our allies as they should be treating, because if these are allies, who needs enemies?
Well, exactly.
I mean, we're getting ripped off for decades, left and right, with these trade deficits. And once these trade agreements get worked out, watch out. Watch the unemployment numbers go down.
They can't go down any farther. How far are they going to go? They go to zero? Hold on, Megan. Hold that thought right there. I mean, the unemployment numbers can only go so low. Quick break. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.